You'll remember last month we reported how bonfire material was being collected at two sites in East Belfast, the Conswater Greenway near Avonneil and the Craigie Estate. It all kicked off after we asked why pallets were being left in January, 6 months before the annual 11th night bonfires, because the next day bonfire collectors had a message for me. F. Stephen Nolan banner was placed over the pallets and a picture of them was posted online. There was another development at the Avonneil site. Toxic tars have been left at the site and the council has confirmed reports of antisocial behaviour at the site which sits beside a new playground. Our reporter Nicola Weir went up to have a look for herself. What did you find, Nicola?
Well, first of all, Stephen, we were contacted by a concerned member of the public who told us that some of the great work going on at the Conswater Community Greenway, of which Avonneil Park is part of, was being destroyed on a nightly basis, and they were also concerned about the number of tyres and pallets being left just a few hundred yards away from a brand new children's play park. Now, when I talk about the good work going on there, the Conswater Community Greenway is a £45 million investment in East Belfast, and Avonneil Park is benefiting from a new play park, landscaping, walkways, really a major revamp of the area. Now, I went up to have a look at it yesterday, and when I arrived around about 3:30, there was already a large crowd of young people gathered on top of a collection of pallets. Now, these were covering a pathway and just on the edge of an extensive area of green space that has been recently replanted with trees. I also spotted a collection of tyres piled up against the gable end of a house just beside the pallets. However, I have to say, Stephen, that the collection of pallets at this moment in time outweighs the tyres. Now, Avonneil Park is quite obviously in the midst of construction. There was a hive of activity there yesterday. Lots of workmen cutting metal and carefully restoring the bridge at the edge of the park. And I took a walk around the pathway towards Avonneil Leisure Centre. And I did spot a number of newly planted trees, which are in sort of hollow tubes to try and protect them. And they were had been kicked over. As I got towards the new play park, however, it was quite clear a lot of destruction has gone on there. There was muck, dirt, stones strewn across the brightly coloured ground beneath the swings and climbing frames and other state-of-the-art equipment. Obviously, a lot of money put in there. In fact, it appears the contractors there have decided to try and stop any further damage by erecting a large steel fence about 2 metres high around the play park to keep people out. Now, the Nolan Show has been sent photographs and they show brand new wooden fences torn up, shrubs pulled up and thrown on the walkways, trees kicked over, as well as damage to new metal fences. Now, if the bonfire is going to be placed in the vicinity of where the pallets and tyres are being gathered, which is what I saw yesterday, it is clear, Stephen, it's going to damage the freshly landscaped green area and the recently planted trees. And I'd say there would also be a real concern it would damage the new playground equipment either by heat or smoke.
Well, we've spoken to Jim Rogers very recently indeed about this. He's back with us again, the Ulster Unionist Councillor. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, Stephen.
So here we have, and I know, look, I know already there will be some people having a go at me, oh, here goes Nolan again about bonfires. Avonneil Park isn't where I live. It's where people... I'm thinking about the people around that park and the community around that park and the mums and dads and children who want to use it. And once again, there are people now stacking tires, pulling out trees and wrecking it, Jim.
Well, Stephen, can I say at the outset that Nicola Weir's report, which we've just heard, is very accurate. It's well balanced. I'm concerned, like every other responsible citizen, over what is happening. The council's well aware of it. We're doing our best to try and engage with these young people. And unfortunately, up to now, it seems to be falling on deaf ears. No right-thinking person, be they a public representative or an ordinary citizen, can stand by and allow this beautiful greenway to be vandalised and to be damaged. And I would hope, and they probably are not, they're either in bed or they're at school, any of those who are involved in this antisocial behaviour, I'm putting out an appeal to them this morning, a heartfelt one. Please stop damaging your own area. Many of us have worked hard over the years to provide the very best facilities, and what you're doing is absolutely disgraceful and must be condemned by every right-thinking person. Now, we're monitoring the situation extremely carefully. No later than yesterday, I spoke to council officers who are responsible for our parks, for our leisure, for our open spaces. They are fully aware of what is going on. We don't want to go in with a heavy hand. Now, I know, Stephen, you're going to hammer me for what I've just said, but I stand by it. We've got to work with these young people. If we go in and bring the police with us, make arrests, you take it from me, it will make the situation very much worse. So I'm hoping that common sense will prevail. We're 5 months away from July, and I'm not against bonfires. I've said to you and many others, I played my part in collecting wood and enjoyed the 11th night as well as the 12th of July. But at the end of the day, you have to behave in a most responsible way.
Yeah,
fashion.
But here we go again, Jim. You said I'm going to hammer you. I'm not going to hammer you, but I'm just going to ask why this softly, softly approach.
Well, it's not a softly, softly approach.
So there's no tires at the site, right?
Stephen, we're actually no later than 2 weeks ago, I raised at the interagency group, which embraces all the interested parties, including the Fire and Rescue Service, the Environment Agency, the police, the council, and others, including our community safety staff and the council. I hammered home the point that tyres, we should be able to find where the source is for the tyres, because whenever you go in, I've said this many times on your programme, whenever you go in to get a tyre replaced, they charge you an amount for disposal. And they're supposed to dispose of that in a proper fashion. So somebody is giving out, some of the tyre depots are giving tyres out. Equally with pallets, somebody who uses a lot of pallets are giving away to these young people. And hence, they're being built up in this area of East Belfast. And I would say to the tyre depots, I would say to the companies who use pallets, please refrain from doing this. If anybody is threatening you, contact the police and hopefully they can deal with the situation.
Yeah, I know it might sound irrelevant in the big scale of things, but brand new wooden fences torn up, shrubs pulled up, and thrown on the walkways, trees, you know, beautiful, beautiful trees that are just starting to grow, kicked over. And this is a park in the middle of a community.
It's absolutely dreadful, Stephen. And I was in.
Think about the mindset of those young people, Jim.
Yes,
So if they're doing that to their own environment, what's in their head?
Well,
why are they so angry? Why are they so disenfranchised from their own living space?
Well, I would also say to their parents, because many of them are quite young, please do something with your sons and daughters. And we have appealed to the schools, and we know that they're doing excellent work. This is a beautiful part of East Belfast. The Conswater Greenway is the jewel in the crown of our city now. The number of people who have said to me how lovely it is, it's great to walk along it with your buggy or just you and your boyfriend or your husband or your girlfriend or whoever, as well as jogging. It's just amazing. And we don't want to see it wrecked. And the last week, representatives of the contractors had spoke to me expressing their worry and their concerns, and also the security company, and I've passed that on to the council. But the council are not sitting back and doing nothing. You take it from me. We're doing everything within our power to resolve this. And I know, Stephen, and I don't blame you. You have a responsibility as a presenter, as is your programme, to keep highlighting these issues. And I will play my part along with other elected
Well, we're highlighting them because
the
we're being
at large to do something about it.
We're highlighting them because we're being contacted by the public. You know,
do
we're
I
not,
realize
we're,
that?
That's why we're doing it.
Do Nicola, I know that?
Nicola, when you went up there yesterday, it was about 3:30, right? There were kids already there.
Yes, that's about 3:30 yesterday afternoon I arrived, and there were a large number of young people. And when I say young people, I'm talking about probably late primary school age gathered on top of the pallets. So, I'm talking maybe about P7. I wouldn't have thought that they were any older than that.
What's that, 10 years of age?
10, 11 years of age, I would have said.
Sitting on top of pallets?
Yes.
What are their mums and dads doing?
Well, I mean, they were just, I can honestly say that they weren't doing anything, you know, bad. They were sitting on top of the pallets, but there was a large crowd there. It was quite intimidating, even to those who were walking along the pathway, which has been recently redeveloped. It was quite intimidating when you were walking along there.
Right, we'll get some of the responses in a second or two. James in Belfast. Morning to you, James.
Morning. I would just ask Jim Rogers or any council anywhere, why can't we just have designated bonfire site, better licensed, and then if anybody builds a bonfire outside of those areas, then it's removed. It keeps it simple. It means communities can apply for a designated site, and it keeps everybody happy.
Well, James, the biggest problem is to try and persuade the bonfire builders to accept designated sites. We don't have any, but we do have a bonfire programme. There's about 30 bonfire groups involved. We're trying to encourage more because some have dropped off it because of being penalised by breaking the rules and regulations.
It's but Jim, you know exactly where these bonfires traditionally go, from whether it be in Ballycraig in Antrim or wherever it happens to be. We know where the majority are safe to go, and you work with the community to say, let's designate a particular site for your community, agree that site, and then work from there, rather than go around this all the time where people make a mess of everything, cost the taxpayer money to fix it, and we take a softly approach for fear of ending up in another flag situation within the council. That's why that softly approach happens.
James, I largely agree with what you've just said, but it's easier said than done. We are doing our best. We have been for the last number of years, and sometimes our staff actually put themselves at risk. You heard Nicola Weir there, the reporter for the Nolan Show, saying about she felt intimidated, and that's how our staff feels too. And we cannot have people threatening. We can't have people behaving in a way that's not acceptable or law-breaking. But there's a way of approaching it, and it's not a softly approach. It's engaging with young people to point out to them their wrongs and try and win them over. And that's what we're endeavouring to do. And I can tell you that our officers and staff in Belfast City Council, along with all the other groups, are doing their level best, I've got to be commended.
I've sent out some pictures here from the Twitter feed that
Nicola, not working, Jim.
That Nicola took yesterday.
Well, it is working in some cases, but in others it's not, unfortunately, James.
What percentage, Jim, of those bonfires that are currently, as Stephen has described, or Nicola Weir's report has said, how many of those are you currently fighting against?
Well, presently, there's really only three or four sites that material has all of a sudden appeared on.
But you're not fighting against any, are you?
And two of them are causing problems. But the main one at the moment would be at Avonneil, close to the Avonneil Leisure Centre.
Apparently it wasn't Nicola. It's not you, Nicola, that's taking these photographs. It's one of our listeners. Anyway, the photographs I've put out on our Twitter feed at Stephen Nolan, if you want to have a look at this.
The more you don't fight it, Jim, is the more it goes on.
Let me bring in June in Banbridge. Morning, June.
Morning. Jim, who exactly are you up against? Is it parents or is it children? Is it adults? What are you scared of to go in and tell them, no, they're not having tires, they're not having these pallets, not June, at this time of the year? Who is it that you are frightened of?
Good morning, June, we're not frightened of anybody or scared of anybody, but if you go in with a heavy hand, and the police will confirm this, if you move in, it makes the situation worse. We have learned from our mistakes. We're in the past. We got our staff to go in, lift all the material, and within 24 hours, there was twice as much there. So it's a step-by-step approach. And let me appeal again to anyone who has real influence in the community to do their very best to encourage these young people to stop vandalising what was hard fought for. Other parts of Belfast, Northern Ireland, throughout the British Isles, would love to have a Conswater Greenway. Last week I went to the official opening of the naming of three bridges in Conswater Greenway, and it was a very moving experience. Three highly respected people who no longer are with us. The whole Greenway is absolutely fantastic.
Jim,
okay.
Sorry to interrupt you, but do you go to these parents? Do the parents of these children be spoken to?
In some cases, yes, and they have listened to us. In others, they haven't. But we're continuing to work at it. And I want to assure you, June and James, and all of your listeners, including those involved in the Nolan programme, we're doing our best as elected representatives
as well as all the other agencies to get this situation resolved for once and for all.
But meanwhile, the towers are there. Are those towers going to be lifted away? Because if people are going to want to burn those towers, then teach them a lesson. Lift them away.
Well, Stephen, I'm not going to say on the airwaves what we're going to do at this present moment. All I'm saying to you is we will ensure that everyone is kept safe in that area and that we don't have a repeat of what we have had in the past,
okay,
where people's properties were going to be...
Well, Jim Wilson, you're a local community worker in the area, aren't you? What's going on here, Jim?
Well, Stephen, as Jim says, there's absolutely no justification for damaging trees or fencing or anything like that when they're in the process of collecting their bone firewood.
It's kind of bigger, Jim, isn't it, than a few trees getting kicked over? It's about a mindset in these young people,
okay,
that they want to do that. Why do they want to do that to their own area?
Well, you asked me to come on, so if you give me a wee bit of time to try and sort of give you some, not justification, but I'll give you some things that I think that we miss. I was standing in the chippy yesterday on the Newton Arch Road with Bethany, and four kids came by with a trolley, two pallets on it. They were both, four of them were from my estate, two young girls and two young boys, and they were heading down with two pallets down the estate, right? And I started saying to myself, they started collecting again too early, because last year the stuff was lifted on behalf of the residents down there when it was lifted, collected too early, and the people agreed that it was far too early for the kids to start collecting. And then I started thinking, when you asked me to come on to the programme this morning, would I prefer them to be collecting pallets, or would I prefer them to be standing at the interface with sectarian hatred in their heads, throwing petrol bombs, fighting with police, and all the other bad stuff that kids get up to? Anti-socialism is everywhere in this country and any country. That's something we all have to work to try and stop. Now, I had a conversation yesterday with guys from ACT and Charter, and it was just yesterday about the bonfires. And we're trying to do stuff in and around that, and we're talking to people, and we're talking to kids to those bonfires you've actually specifically talked about there. Okay? So there is people, and Jim Rogers is one of them, and John Kane and others who work tirelessly to try and do the right things within their community. We don't want another flag protest scenario in East Belfast or anywhere, because people who jump up and down, who don't live in those areas, don't understand it, don't understand the methodology in trying to help these kids and to get them to do the right things. Now, they're doing the wrong things at the moment, but to me, it's far better than our kids collecting bone firewood than getting trained up to plant bombs, shoot policemen, or shoot innocent prisoners.
Hold on, Jim. No, let's have a conversation.
Those bad things have happened in this country.
Okay, let's have a conversation,
Jim.
I'd rather be at this trying to do this
than kids learning about terrorism.
So, Jim, let's have a conversation about this. What I'm really asking, though, is these kids know that this is their park, okay?
Yes.
There is clearly a disconnect from what they see as theirs and what they should see. This is their park, their area, and they're going in and they're wrecking it, and it's their families and their kind of brothers and sisters, if they're younger, who are suffering from this.
What I'm trying
to understand is, why do they not have a sense of belonging to their own area? I think it's a really interesting question. So they look at a park in their area, and they kick trees over, right? And they wreck trees. So they're wrecking their own area. They collect tires. They're going to end up burning the facilities that they want to have. So why don't they have a pride in their own community?
Well, Stephen, a hell of a lot of kids do in the areas in East Belfast, and a hell of a lot of kids do have pride in their areas and stuff like that. You're always going to get a handful of kids who are rejectionists and who, for whatever reason, they could have problems within their family. They could have all sorts of difficulties. You know, I'm not being funny when I say this. Some families could be alcoholic. Some people could be under depression, and all these things affect children. So they do. I'm no brain surgeon when it comes to kids with mental problems and all the rest of it, because in families, and if you look at the suicide rates and all those things there, a lot of our kids in both communities have problems. Why are the kids up the Falls Road running about, jumping into cars, doing turns and all the rest of it? You know, and you've seen what's happened there, people shooting at them and all the rest of it. So anti-socialism just doesn't happen in Protestant areas and Loyalist areas. We need to get on top of trying to deal with what problems the kids have. And it's not all the kids. because in our part we had anti-socialism for a long, long while, and we talked to the kids and talked to the kids.
Okay.
And eventually, we have now got what we think is a good relationship with the children.
All right.
In the area.
Let's bring in some more of our callers. Stephen Newton Abbey. Morning, Steve.
Hi. Hi, Stephen. I'm just sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, I'm listening to Jaw here. You've got two Jims on there, but I refer to Jim Rogers. Jim Rogers is a very decent man, we know that. I know he tried, but what Jim's going to have to realise, I've been listening to your show for, 20 years you're on now? I've been listening to this conversation 35, 40 years. We're no further on, and the things that you're saying, it's rubbing these people up, but you're right. We'll forget about going down the road about where the parents and all are. We'll not even discuss that. I believe that we need a law. Although, unfortunately, we have a crowd up on that hill who couldn't, as Naomi Long says, couldn't run a bath. We need a law to stop this. And the councils to be giving these people money as well to pollute the area, the money that should be given, they should be fined after these damn fires are up to clear the place. To clear. Did you ever see it? Some of these nights the next morning, these fires are burning for 2 days. We're living in 2017, and no matter what Jim says, and that other guy, Wilson, I wouldn't listen to that fella, he's distracted completely. All he can talk about is a poor loyalist. Listen, there's people who don't want this. They're afraid to say they don't want it. There's that bonfire when it was going on in Newton Arge Road.
Stephen, there's a difference between me and him. I care about
house. We know you care, Jim, but the thing about it
I care about people, but you're making the point there that my opposition, the flagpole test, when it happened.
We're talking about the flag protest. We're talking about bonfires.
What happened when something happened to my
community? Saying the one thing that's been diverted into the other thing.
You're happy with this. 700 young children went through the courts. 700 in my community went through the courts over the flag protest.
Jim,
you're happy something like that happened again.
All you ever talk about is my community. All our communities. We're all responsible. If you would get your head out of the sand, at least Jim Rogers is talking about a sense. And I know Jim.
I live where I live and see how much it affects my family. See how much it affects my family too. I have a young grandson of 10 years of age who was terrified during the flag protest. Would you be proud of that? I went into pensioners' houses on the Newton Arge Road and the pensioners were
carrying the bonfires.
Let me finish. The pensioners were carrying in their kitchens, right? Now, so is that the sort of thing you would want to happen again?
Jim,
are you, or where do you live? Do you live where it doesn't affect you?
No. Jim, listen.
Me and my community, I don't want
Jim,
to
we are talking about bonfires. We're talking. You could stay on the subject. It wouldn't be a bad thing. You're diverting and all over the place.
You don't understand. You just don't understand.
I understand. Listen, I've lived here for 68 years, Jim.
You don't care.
I do care. That's what I'm ringing in. That's what I'm about. But you know what your problem is?
Hold on now. Let's not shout over each other.
But your problem, you keep going on about this loyalist community.
You don't care about our children.
You're a damn bloody disgrace. The way you sit on.
No, you're the disgrace. You know why you're the disgrace? Because you don't seem to have a heart and understand.
I have a heart. I have kids and grandchildren. But look, I'll tell you what you do, Jim. You take a poll.
Hold on, one at a time. Hold on, both of you. Hold on. Hold on, please. You need to stop. Steve, you need to stop. Let me chair this. So, Steve, you can finish your point. Jim, you can come back.
Listen, all I'm saying, I appreciate, and he may not think I don't appreciate. Now, I'll give you a bit of money. I'll say something now, which I wasn't going to say. He talks about loyalists. I originally came from a unionist area. I know the bonfires. I've been at them when I was a kid. But I grew up, and my parents grew up, and we got away from all that. These people can do nothing about these bonfires. I know they can do nothing about it. There should be a law passed. One bonfire in certain areas wouldn't be a bad thing. But that's nonsense. And expecting the council to pay it and then to clean it up. What about that, Jim? Why don't you send the kids out to get the place cleaned up? Wouldn't be a bad idea.
Steve, if I could come back.
Yes.
And this is very important. The number of bonfires that we now have in the city of Belfast have been reduced considerably. Make no mistake about it. We would have had 5 or 6 in an area, maybe down to 1 or 2. And I've got to say, I've known Jim Wilson a long, long time, especially through football and the community. And this is a man who's doing this for absolutely nothing. He's not getting a salary. He's not getting any wages. And he goes out and talks to people. I go and talk to him whenever I need help and advice, and I always value it. So
okay.
I've got to stand up for Jim Wilson.
Okay, Jim.
And tell you that he's a stalwart,
okay,
not just for the east of the city,
okay,
but for the whole of Belfast.
Jim Wilson, tell me this. Would you support the council going in and removing those tyres?
Stephen, I would like to get the tyres removed, but I would prefer to let it deal with people within the community to deal with that. because, as Jim says, they have a difficulty. They've got people there that work for the council, right? They may live in East Belfast, they may live somewhere else. They've got under all sorts of problems if these things happen. Let's try and do it in a proper manner.
Sorry, but
people,
we've got it. Hold on a minute. Traffic wardens, hold on a minute. Traffic wardens live in the community. Litter wardens live in the community. The police live in the community. Yeah. And if there's a law, then they go in and they enforce the law and they have the support of wider society. Why are we frightened of enforcing the rules?
Well, there are tires there that shouldn't be there.
Why not try a different approach, which is you leave tires there, the authorities will come in and remove them. You'll lose them. What's wrong with that?
Let's talk to the kids about that and see if we can do it.
Let's see if we can deal with that. Ask for their permission.
Well, let me finish, Stephen. You asked me a question. Give me the decency to answer it. Let me answer it this way. If we talk to the children first and they stick their head in and don't them, and then it's up to the people in that area, the community. If they want the tires lifted, and I explained to you, in Pitt Park last year, the kids had collected about 60 to 80 pallets, and the community wasn't happy about the timing and all the rest of it.
Okay.
And people were asked to come in and lift it, and it was done with community support.
Yeah. But you don't need community support, do you? You don't need community. If the tires are there, and they're going to be a pollutant, you can remove them.
You do need community support.
There you go.
Make no mistake about it. Okay.
Even still on here. Community.
Yes, you are.
You must.
Even, can I just say something? Yes. You know, these two men are talking here. Roll back 20 years. Give us the same conversation next year. You do need community support, but here's the problem. The community will never, ever change. We're going to have this for years and years and years, and all the talking in the world will never change.
Nicola, what if Belfast City Council said, Nicola?
City Council did release a statement to me last night, and it said that they were aware of the antisocial behaviour that was taking place at the new playground at Avonil. Now, this involves plants, they said, from the landscaped area being pulled up and thrown across the playground. There was no significant damage to the playground. The playground, they said, is still under construction and due to be completed and handed over to the council in a few weeks. As part of their community safety and outreach work, they said, we are continuing to engage with organisations and groups in the area to divert individuals away from engaging in this type of antisocial behaviour.
Yeah, and they say in the rest of the statement, basically it's complex and multifaceted. Let's move on to the Department for Communities. What have they said?
Well, they also released a statement to us. It confirmed it had given over £3 million funding towards the project, and that officials from the department were aware of ongoing issues related to bonfire collection at the Avonil Park Flora Street walkway section of the Conswater Community
and
Greenway.
Eastside Partnership?
Well, Eastside Partnership, they are the organisation who are developing the project. However, after two phone calls requesting an urgent conversation with the representative yesterday, Stephen, I'm still waiting for a call back.
And the police have been in touch. They say it's all about engaging with the community and politicians and public bodies, and they say the physical removal of bonfire material is not a matter for them. Jim Wilson and Jim Rogers, thank you very much indeed. Nicola, thank you.